Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome to another Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. I got a short one from BitcoinMagazine.com today, and it's another one by Amy Caster, just about regulations going on because Binance has been making some changes in response to both a statement from Japan's Financial Services Agency, and apparently they were contacted with a letter from the JFSA. So they were trying to jump on board real quick to deal with this, and Amy Caster's written two articles about it, but I just wanted to hit the one titled Binance Seeks New Home in Malta's Fintech-Friendly Environment. So let's jump in. After facing crackdowns in China and being issued a warning by regulators in Japan, cryptocurrency exchange Binance is now seeking a home on the crypto-friendly island nation of Malta, the company's CEO, Zhao Shangping, told Bloomberg. Malta is known for extending open arms to fintech and blockchain technology. Malta Prime Minister Joseph Muscat underscored that policy when he shared the Bloomberg piece on Twitter, stating, quote, "We aim to be the global trailblazers in the regulation of blockchain-based businesses and the jurisdiction of quality and choice for the world-class fintech companies," end quote. Since it was founded in Hong Kong in 2017, Binance has grown rapidly to become the largest exchange in the world by trading volume. Establishing itself in Malta could open doors to even larger growth. Currently, the exchange is negotiating with banks in Malta to set up a formal banking partnership, Zhao told Bloomberg. If it succeeds, that means Binance, which now offers only crypto-to-crypto trading pairs, will be able to offer crypto-to-fiat trading pairs. In that sense, Binance would operate similar to US-based exchange Coinbase, where users have direct links to their bank accounts and can withdraw and deposit fiat. Banking relationships are essential to the livelihood of exchanges. Without the ability to allow customers to move in and out of the fiat world, exchanges turn to stable tokens like Tether, USDT, or TrueUSD, TUSD, as a fiat alternative, and to protect against market volatility. But stablecoins present their own class of problems. For instance, it is not necessarily clear if they are backed by real dollars. Despite that, Malta may be the quiet home Binance is looking for. In April of 2017, Malta rolled out an ambitious strategy for blockchain technology in a push for the small Mediterranean country to become a Silicon Valley of Europe. Currently, Malta is in the process of setting up a Malta Digital Innovation Authority to certify blockchain companies and establish a legal framework for initial coin offerings, or ICOs. Malta is among several small European countries, including Lithuania and Belarus, that are creating fintech-friendly regulatory environments to capture a larger role for themselves in the growing blockchain and financial technology space. That was a quick one. Again, it was from Amy Caster and published on BitcoinMagazine.com. But I thought that was an important development. For those who don't know, Binance has made quick response to the statements from the JFSA. And I think that's a good sign. I think this is a pretty significant sign for the longevity of the Binance exchange and their commitment to keeping this stable and successful going forward. And I personally am a big fan of Binance, so it's good to see them make such incredibly quick response and take action pretty much immediately to address the concerns. So again, this was great news. You can find this at BitcoinMagazine.com. I'll be sure to link to it. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy and Medium as well. And subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And I will catch you guys next time. Take it easy.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.